It's harvest time here in the village of Seladi in western Nepal. But Sunita Thapa Magar isn't going to work in the fields. Because Sunita has recently finished training as a weaver, she'll spend the day making textiles, which are sold in tourist shops in the regional capital.
Before, we didn't have the opportunity to learn these kinds of skills. Before, we were like frogs in a well. We weren't aware of the outside world.
The world for many rural women in Nepal seldom extends beyond their families. And although they play a central role at home, they rarely have the confidence and support to pursue outside interests. As a result, they remain economically dependent on men, says social mobilizer Trajana Rokumagar.
I think the biggest issue is society's need to control women and to limit their activities to the house. Most women who take an interest in outside activities are scared of what their husbands may say, thinking, will he shout at me? Will he leave me?
Sunita was among the lucky ones. When an opportunity arose for her to learn a new skill and join a weaver's group, her husband encouraged her. Today she's a member of Dhaka Production, a self-help group supported by the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development, or IFAD, in partnership with the government of Nepal. Sunita's group was formed as part of a project designed to provide job skills and build confidence among those who are the poorest and most disadvantaged, particularly women and people from lower castes who struggle to earn a living.
Before, life was hard. It was really hard. I even carried cement and salt, and at the same time I worked as a potter. Lots of people talked behind my back, saying that it was really shameful that I was working. People used to look down on me. But even then, I didn't lose hope. I was earning money with my own blood and sweat.
Today, Sunita puts the same amount of energy in weaving. And now that her group regularly sells its textiles to shops like this one in the regional capital, she says her hard work is paying off.
I feel very proud of myself. Before, we often didn't have enough money to even pay the kids' school fees, and we had to borrow it from others. But now, we don't need to borrow anything.
More than 115,000 households in the country's western upland region are benefiting from the IFAD-supported project, which, thanks to women like Sunita, is helping change attitudes and reduce poverty in this harsh and remote part of Nepal.